Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and it is my utter delight to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start now. So please take your seat and get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor, like me, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. You'll have to take my word for that. Or you can sit in a chair, and sitting in a chair is excellent, equally as good as sitting on the floor. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, we're going to go right into our practice. But I wanted to share with you these just couple, five sentences of something I read yesterday from the great American Buddhist teacher, Pema Chodron, who I'm sure many of you have heard of. She's a teacher in my lineage, the Shambhala Buddhist lineage, and that makes me very proud. Anyway, she gives these very pithy instructions for how to start and end your day with an incredibly big mind. And I will share them with you. In the morning, when you wake up, reflect on the day ahead and aspire to use it to keep a wide open heart and mind. Notice she's not saying aspire to use it to be a good person or to accomplish things or to, you know, achieve your goals. She's saying, aspire to use your day to keep an open heart and an open mind. Of course, I love that. At the end of the day, before going to sleep, she says, think over what you've done. If you fulfilled your aspiration even once, rejoice in that. Needs no explanation. This is the most interesting part, if you ask me. If you went against your aspiration, rejoice. You can still rejoice. Rejoice that you are able to see what you did and are no longer living in ignorance. This way you will be inspired to go forward with increasing clarity, confidence, and compassion. So one of the many things I love about this is the opportunity to rejoice is everywhere. When you fulfill your aspiration, you're like, I did it, that's awesome. I can celebrate myself. Just too infrequent that we actually celebrate ourselves. We're more likely to criticize ourselves. But when you blow it, it's still an opportunity for rejoicing because simply seeing that you've blown it means your awareness has expanded. So, yay. So if you're watching this at the beginning of the day, I hope you will experiment with this. But I hope you'll experiment with it in general. Okay, let's practice. Please sit up straight to start your practice, whether you're in a chair or on a cushion on the floor. Rouse a sense of uprightness and dignity. And simply sitting up straight can confer that dignity. It's all you have to do. Because the dignity is inherent. And there's nothing to hide. Nothing. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And the hands are relaxed. And the shoulders can be relaxed too. I don't know about you, but I spend an awful lot of the day like this. Well, that's not part of the practice, so we can stop that. Relax your belly. A lot. And imagine that as you sit without trying, your belly on its own will continue to relax, whether you're thinking about it or not. And your heart. And your throat. All can soften. And keep softening. The mouth is closed. And you can stop worrying about having to say anything. Because this practice does not include talking, which is awesome. So fall silent. Fall still. And know that the silence and stillness too will continue to spread and deepen. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes remain open. And the gaze is very soft, cast to a spot about 6 feet in front, 1.5 meters. I like to say, because about half of you now are outside of North America. And imagine that your eyes could relax so much that they sort of drop back in the sockets, like a millimeter. Allowing everything that you're looking at to come to you instead of reaching out through the eyeballs to grasp anything. Just let what is there come to you to be seen. So the sense of you can remain collected within yourself, self-possessed. Notice that you are breathing. Your body is accomplishing this astonishing task without effort of inhaling and exhaling. Taking in and letting go. And feel your body breathing. Notice the movement of the body as it breathes. And stay with that sense. Stay with your breath. And if your mind becomes absorbed in thought rather than breath, it's completely fine. We're not trying to stop thinking, ever, ever, ever. Thoughts will just blah, 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 do what they do. Some will seem really important, some will seem shocking, some will seem funny or trivial or silly. Makes no difference to us right now. If you find you're absorbed in thought, just let go. Like with a light touch, like whoosh, it just, a little gust of wind came and blew it away. And return to this sort of hypnotic, mesmerizing, wonderful, ordinary notion of breathing, feeling of breathing. And you can come back as many times as you want. Doesn't matter how often you get lost and come back. It just matters that at some point, even if it's only one point, you come back. And that's it. So we'll practice. Thank you so much for your practice.